said, oh, well, we got this straightened around. It was one of those overheard conversations that never took place, apparently. Art Buchwald or something said it in a conversation with Klein up there. They were having a beer in a Waldorf, and a couple post lawyers overheard it, and it went from there, and Buchwald and Klein have straightened it all out, and the story's not running.
But Buchwald said it.
Yeah, but he apparently, I talked to Herb, and he said, well, Buchwald was sitting there kidding around, really, you know, the way Buchwald is.
Mm-hmm.
And Herb said that he put him down. He said, how do you know? You know, that type of thing. And three lawyers who didn't know Klein, apparently, or overheard it, and it spread from there. That's how those things happen sometimes.
What is the situation with regard to the, I see something in the Star, that Ehrlichman and...
That's the only McGregor thing. I discussed that with you yesterday, didn't I?
Or maybe you did, I don't recall.
That's the... The thing I discussed with you yesterday was the Haldeman-McGregor stands meeting at a Roosevelt Room. This story in the Star relates to the fact that at the time of the Tanaka meeting, there was discussion for the
Tanaka?
When you went to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Not Tanaka. Yes, Tanaka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that was it.
In Hawaii, yes, sir.
When was that?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. That was... December, January, I don't know.
No, it was in October, I think.
No, not before the election. Or maybe it was, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is supposed to happen then?
That Ehrlichman asked, apparently the story says Ehrlichman encouraged the committee to examine themselves as carefully as we had examined ours here, and then to put out a statement.
Yep.
And apparently the story says it never went.
Story says it, that he never said that.
No, the story says that the statement was not put out, apparently.
But McGregor disagrees with what Ehrlichman said, or what?
I think so. I have not read the story as such.
Well,
I received a report, but I think there's some the point of difference between John and McGregor in the story.
Well, at least John was asking the committee to
move, yes.
To move, huh?
That's the thrust of the story, yes, sir.
Ehrlichman looks pretty good on that one, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to get together with Harlow at about 7:30 in the morning.
Good.
And to get his view.
Is he available for that purpose?
Well, I have a call into him now. I'm sure he will be. His line at home is busy.
Good.
You wanted to report on that before your 9:30 meeting, didn't you?
Fine, if you could get it, yeah.
Yes, sir.